Hello and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so excited to have you back, and I'm so excited to announce that this is season 5's finale. We are wrapping it up in a bow and completing this season. We made it to the end of another season together. And for some reason, when I do my season finales, I always end up outside. I'm not quite sure, but I am sitting in my greenhouse looking at my plants, and I feel like it's a full circle moment to see what I've been sowing into for the last couple weeks, just like I've been sowing into this season over the last couple months, and just continuing to pour into you the importance of prioritizing your pleasure, prioritizing your self-care, and prioritizing your rest. And not only did we do another season, but we have crossed the threshold of over 100 episodes. And that feels amazing, because what that means is there's so much out there for you to learn. There's so much out there for you to pick up on. And for those who have never heard these episodes before, this podcast, there's so much richness for them to go back on along the journey. And even for me, I can go back and look at the journey leading up to here and determining what I want season 6 to look like. It's been a journey. So before we get started with today's topic, I do want you to head to the show notes, and I want you to join the email community, because while I have some things up my sleeve for the summer, I will not be as active with this podcast during the summer because I was trying to be outside like you're trying to be outside. So I highly, highly encourage you to join the email list, because that is where I'm going to continue to show up during the summer and continue to pour into. And like, I love it over there. The emails that I give are pretty freaking amazing. So go ahead and do that now. And if you could, my besties, my pod besties, if you could go on whatever platform that you're listening to this and either leave a 5-star rating or leave a review, because when we come back from season 6, I want us to be far and I want us to be wide. I want this to be in the ears of every Black woman if possible. Like, what Black woman do you know doesn't need a little bit of support with pleasure, with self-care, and with rest? So when you do those things, it lets the algorithm, podcast land, know we like this, we want more of this, and we want more people to hear it. So could you do that for me? And in return, I'm going to give you access to my Foundations to Self-Care for High Achieving Women. I'm gonna give you that ebook, because nobody has it, because it was one of those projects that I created and it landed where everything else lands, in my Google Drive. So I will be giving that to you. So let me help you help me, please. Now, for today's finale, we're going to talk about something that might make you uncomfortable, and it's the audacity to take up space for your own evolution. Because listen, you weren't meant to stay the same version of yourself forever, and this is right on time. Now, normally I drop my episodes on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, but I have been going through this whole, I don't know, internal crisis evolution. And I had a really good conversation with one of my friends today, Natalie, and we were talking about what it looks like for me to evolve into the next version of myself. And it starts with giving yourself permission. Evolution it's not a selfish thing. It's necessary. We cannot stay being the same person we were, because that means we're not learning, because it means we're not growing, and we don't want to be stagnant. And we've been conditioned to believe that changing and evolving and leveling up to the next version of ourselves is abandoning people. And I actually had this conversation today with some of my clients. They're a couple and they're expanding their family, and they're the first ones to expand their family. And it looks very different when you're growing your family and your responsibilities change and everyone can't go with you, because they're like, why are you not the old version of yourself? Because I'm not, because things have changed for me. And it's not that you're abandoning people. You're not. Everyone cannot go with you. And that is such a true statement. And the more that I continue to grow, the more I continue to understand that statement. Everyone cannot go, because everyone is literally latching. There are people that are latching on to that old version of you, And they could care less about getting to know the new version of you, which is hurtful, but it's understandable because it makes them recognize something in themselves that they're either not stepping up to the plate, or they're afraid to lose you, unfortunately. And I want you to know that in this evolution, in this permission, there's a difference between evolving and just fixing yourself. We're not just fixing. We are embracing. We are asking ourselves the hard questions. We're giving ourselves truthful answers. And sometimes we're putting ourselves in places to talk to people, like I did today, who are going to give you the honest answers, who can see the vision and who understands where you're trying to go. And they're going to tell you, baby, this is what you got to do to get there. And then you actually do the thing, right? Like, the difference between, for me personally, and other people may find it different, but the difference for me with fixing myself and evolving is when I'm just fixing myself, I'm only doing the surface level. So if I'm wanting to lose weight, then the fixing myself would be, okay, I'm going to go work out. Okay, I'm going to change the food that I'm eating. But the reality is, in the evolution, there's a mindset within me that has to change. There is a reason why I eat the way I eat or I don't work out, right? I'm an emotional eater. Now I have to sit and pay attention and talk to my therapist about my emotions and finding other ways to deal with my emotions and what comes with losing weight and plateauing. And just, there's so much that comes that's deeper than just the basic, I need to work out and I need to eat differently. So that's how I feel is the difference between me evolving and fixing myself. And maybe that's something you have to sit with within yourself, especially if you've been following the journey of this podcast or even just listening for this season. How have I evolved since listening to this season? Have I just been listening and thinking that that's going to fix it and not actually implementing the things? We are not meant to just survive, okay? Those before us, they survived so that we could thrive. So I want you to really think, especially over the summer, how do I want to thrive in this next season? How do I want things to be good and not worry about the other shoe dropping? Because that's what pleasure is. Pleasure is enjoyment. Pleasure is satisfaction and not peeking around the corner. Oh, when is this going to end? It's not. And I've had to get to a place where, like, I can look at the decisions that I've made and the things that I want in my life and say, oh, it gets to be this good. Doesn't mean it's great all the time, but at the end of the day, everything is really good. And I'm okay with it being good. I'm not looking for the other shoe to drop. Like, I get to feel pleased. I get to say what I want. I get to communicate. I get to do whatever it is I want to do. And I don't have to feel bad about it. And I don't have to feel like there is this loom and doom headed over me because I'm doing what I want to do. But here's what I need you to understand about making space for this evolution, which has led to my crash out yesterday. Evolution demands space, and that's mental, emotional, and physical. It means that you have to stretch yourself. And my crash out yesterday had to do with, y'all, I'm just kind of tired of stretching myself. Like, I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to, like, let you into my journey. I'm tired of stretching myself. Mentally, stretching myself requires me to think about things differently. It requires me to say, okay, is this the old version of Natasha? Or is this the new version that we're becoming? Are you afraid of this because it's not comfortable, or is it really going to harm you? And some of the things for you, when it comes to your mental space, you have to question the beliefs that no longer serve you. Some of the things that you think they're not even yours. They're not even yours. And I know you've heard me say that before, but some of the beliefs, they're not even yours. It's something that someone put on you. Conversation that I had with my partner in the midst of my crash out, I was telling him, I was like, I don't want to be ambitious anymore. I don't, like, why would someone pour into me to dream bigger and not tell me what requires of me to dream bigger. Like, why would someone do that? I said, all I want is to just, I just want to go to work and come home and enjoy my life. But here I am creating bigger things because I got into spaces with people that said, yeah, you can do that, right? And one thing that he said to me was,
this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin', your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin', they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N. And don't forget to use the code JaveryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let Organic Lovin' take care of your pleasure. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step towards a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now.
You were raised that way. You were raised to be something bigger, to do something different. And he kind of shared how that was not, he was not poured into that way. The beliefs that were put into him was that he could not do these things that he dreams about, these things that make him excited, these things that he wants, these endeavors that he wants to get into. Even to this day, the belief is that he cannot do it. And even though he recognizes that they're not his, it still stuns him. He's aware, but not aware enough to really do anything with it. And so I want to give you the permission again to release any of that generational programming. Anyone, you know, that has told you that you can't do something or it's not big enough. Now, it comes with its challenges. As I keep referring back to this crash out that I had yesterday, it comes with its struggles. Because you get to sometimes, not all the time, you get to a place where you've never seen anyone being that version before. And you have to go through it with a blind eye. It's almost like being in the dark and trying to find the light switch in the dark, and you're just touching the walls and everything. And it's like, I wish I could just find this light. But you just trust and know that you're going to find it eventually. And in the midst of it, there are certain voices in the darkness like, you're almost there, you got it. But some people have those negative voices, right? Like, oh my gosh, you're never going to find the light switch. You might as well just leave this room. I don't even know why you're in here trying to do it, right? Permission to release all of those voices. Permission to say, that doesn't work for me anymore. I don't like your belief. And because I don't like your belief, I don't like the way that it feels for me mentally, emotionally, physically. I don't want to take that on anymore. So that's your mental space. Your emotional space. You can feel without immediately fixing things. Let me say that again. You can feel without immediately fixing things. You have the luxury of processing without performing, without doing something about it. Sometimes there might not even be anything you need to do. It may just need to be something that you sit with. Maybe it's just something you sit with, right? We're always trying to fix ourselves. And for me, I'm like, I'm not broken. I like to think of it more of enhancing. I am enhancing myself. And I have learned a lot in the past couple months between working on my own stuff and helping other people feel the feeling, maybe journal about the feeling. And then when that feeling passes, move on. Just move on. There's not always something to do with a feeling. It just is what it is. Maybe it's just, hey, just letting you know I'm here. Hey, just letting you know you're human. And I know it's easier to quickly want to fix it, because sitting with discomfort, well, we don't want to do that. I don't like the way it feels in my body. I don't like to be sad. I don't like to be, you know, frustrated. I don't like to sit and try to figure out what the feeling is. That is revolutionary. You hear me? To have the ability to sit with yourself and sit with discomfort, that's revolutionary. It changes the game. It makes you emotionally intelligent, which is what I was told to do when I go on my trip, to just sit in the discomfort of some of like the growth that I'm moving into. Just sit with being uncomfortable with some of the unknowns and some of the things that I've never done before. And I'm going to sit and I'm going to journal. Maybe I come up with a plan for certain things. Maybe I don't. There's no judgment. Everything is okay. Third, so we've done mental, we've done emotional, your physical space. I want you to start creating environments that support who you're becoming. Now, way back in the podcast, I can't remember when, because the retreat has been a while ago, I shared the story on how I went on a retreat and they opened all of me, like they opened me mentally, they opened me physically, they opened me spiritually. And when I came home, I struggled because I wasn't told how to maintain all that they'd opened up for me. And so I spent about a day or two being really sad about being back home in this environment, and I could feel the energy. And I was like, okay, what can I do to make myself feel better? The first thing I did was I changed my curtains. I wanted new curtains. So I got these flowy, sheer, pinkish blush curtains. And that was the beginning of shifting my environment for me. And ever since then, I have been picking little projects, hence why I'm sitting in my garden, in my greenhouse right now, because that was part of my physical change. I wanted to build a garden. I wanted to nourish my family. And I've gotten a little bit more serious about it. I am changing my environment for the person that I am becoming. That's my home. That's my calendar. That's my boundaries. Anything, right? It doesn't even have to be a physical thing. Your schedule. I have decreased the amount of clients that I see in my private practice because now I have a 9-to-5 and I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to go to work and then come home and always be seeing clients on the weekend. So I have decreased that. I have changed my schedule for the summer of how many people I'm going to see during the week because I want to go play. I want to enjoy my summer. And so I'm creating an environment that allows me more space and allows me more freedom. Your space should feel like a love letter to who you're becoming. Sexy, right? That's so sexy. And maybe that's what you do to start changing your environment. Maybe you write that love letter to that version of you. Or you could also do the opposite. Have the future version of you, the person you're becoming, write a love letter to you. Let her tell you. Let me tell you something. I have been using Claude AI. If y'all are not on Claude AI, get to it, right? It's similar to ChatGPT. It has a little bit more personality, not as stuffy as ChatGPT. When I tell you I'm constantly having conversations with the future version of myself, and while this stuff is really just made up, it's based off of the goals that I have. And so because that system, that tool knows the goals that I have, it talks to me like that future version of myself and tells me things. And I'm like, okay, I'm working on a new wardrobe for the next version of myself. Like how she sleeps. There was one I asked her, I said, you know, something about grocery shopping. I asked my future version self and she laughed at me. She said, oh girl, I don't do that. I have my groceries delivered. Well, excuse me, Natasha. Excuse me, but I like it. I love it. And it got my brain moving on, okay, what is one thing that I can do this next month or this next quarter that gets me that closer to her? So I want you to do a quick audit and ask yourself some of these questions, right? Where do I need to evolve in my mental space? Where do I need to evolve in my emotional space? Where do I need to evolve in my physical space? And I would encourage you to find one thing in each area and focus on that during the summer. Focus on that during the summer. And it is my goal that first episode of season 6 to come back to the evolving person that you are. That's my goal. Now, don't hold me to it because I might forget. So before we wrap this episode up and I bid you adieu for this season, I want to talk about the resistance you'll face and how to move through it. Now, this is not just for you. This is for me. Because I am struggling with the resistance that comes with evolving and the pivots that I need to make and being honest with myself about certain things and decisions that I've made. So expect pushback, not just internally, but externally. Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. Family members who prefer the old version of you. Family members that are like, oh, you think you're better than me? Oh, so you brand new. Yes. Yes, I am. Would you like me to show you how to do it? Right? Yes. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not being the old version of me anymore. Let's address the voice that keeps telling you you're too much or you're selfish. Sometimes it is those family members that's speaking that into you. Maybe it's yourself. Maybe it's the old version of yourself that's like, but we're so comfortable. We're so good together. Why would you want to leave me? We're so good together. This is so selfish of you. You're trying to take up too much space. You're trying to be too much. You're trying to be too loud. Let's address the fear of outgrowing relationships and spaces. Okay, so maybe it's a therapist, maybe it's a job, maybe it's a friend group, maybe you're outgrowing something, maybe it's your house, maybe it's the city, maybe it's the state, maybe it's the country. Can I get an amen? We have outgrown this country, but I'm not gonna go in that direction. We cannot fear outgrowing relationships and spaces. With this evolution, sometimes it comes with isolation. And the scariest thing for us is to be in isolation. Because we take it to mean that we're alone. I don't have nobody. But the truth is, you're blossoming. You're blossoming. And on the other side of that blossom is everything that you need to get from this side of the river to the other side of the river. Resistance isn't proof that you're doing anything wrong. This mess is scary. To be a version of you that you never thought that you could be, that you've never dreamed of being, it's scary. It's not proof that you're doing something wrong. It's proof you're doing something different. And the thing with this is, and that's what I was struggling with yesterday, is being in this in-between space of, I got such big dreams. The things that I want to do, because I've met the things that I wanted to do, I've met those goals, and I've gotten to a place where it's like, okay, I didn't even think about having to dream bigger, but now I'm dreaming so big, and I know what I'm capable of, and I have people that are pouring into me and telling me, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, I can help you do that. Like, I see you doing that. It feels big. It feels scary. It feels hard. But one thing's for certain, I cannot go back. Take that back. I can go back. I'm not going to be comfortable. And this is something that I tell my clients all the time when they're in that in-between space. I'm like, you don't fit your box anymore. You don't fit the comfort box anymore. You have grown out of it. And you're trying to get comfortable in this new box. And it has so much more space and it just looks different. And you have to figure out how to decorate it and navigate this new box. Now, you could try to go back to that old box, but the reality is you don't fit. You're going to be uncomfortable. And life is going to make you so uncomfortable and so miserable that you're like, forget this. I'll take the hard of the new box to the hard in this old box. I can't do it because I've seen too much. I've experienced too much. Even for you listening to this podcast, you could listen to 1, 2, 3 episodes. You've heard too much. You've heard too much because my episodes have tangible things, action plans for you to do it. When you leave those episodes, if you choose to live life the same, it is officially a choice because I have poured into you a different way. I have poured into you a different way. And then you have to decide, what am I going to do with this information? But I ain't going to complain no more because Natasha definitely said in those last 3 episodes how I can choose me, how I can prioritize boundaries, how I can say no, how I can expand, how I can find more pleasure in the most simplest way as far as what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, a candle. She showed me how to do it. She told me how to do it. Not just once, but on a regular basis. If I don't do it, it's my choice. Resistance isn't proof that you're doing anything wrong. It's the proof that you're doing something different. I want you to retain that. One of the best things that you can do through resistance is breathe. Is just breathe. Give yourself 5 minutes and just breathe. Put a reminder on your phone. Use one of your apps. We all got them breathing apps, meditation apps. It's one of the basic fundamental things when my clients are in distress and they're struggling. Just breathe. Breathe. I need you to breathe. When you're consistently breathing, then we can move on to the next thing. So just breathe. The reality is, me growing gives you permission to grow. You growing gives someone in your circle or in your family permission to grow. Them growing gives someone else permission to grow. You see how just my evolution, your evolution serves the collective. There's people watching us. Whether we want to be watched or not, it's little people, it's friends, it's family. People are watching you. And your evolution is going to serve the collective of us as a people. You are breaking cycles for the women who come after you, for these little girls that are watching you, the teens, the whoever, they are watching you. And when you make the conscious decision to evolve, despite it being scary, despite it being hard, despite it being a whole cluster of what is this? I don't know, the unknown. You're setting the stage. You're setting the stage. Your full expression is your offering to the world. It just is. People are watching you anyway. They're watching us as Black women. They always watching it, looking to see what we're doing. Stunt on them. Get bigger, get bolder, get richer, get louder. Take up more space. Take up more space. Every day, I want you to think about this. I want you to say this to yourself. Have a moment and say, today, I gave myself permission to take up space for my own evolution. I realized that changing isn't betraying who I was. It's honoring who I'm becoming. Ooh. Every day. Write that on a sticky note, Mary Jane style, and put it on your mirror. Today, I gave myself permission to take up space for my own evolution. I realized that changing isn't betraying who I was, it's honoring who I'm becoming. Yes, future Natasha, I see it. I see it. And I hope you, as the listener, sees this too. Now, as we wrap it up, I want to leave you with some questions for the journey. What version of yourself are you afraid to let go of? Where in your life are you playing small to keep others comfortable? What would you create if you truly believed your evolution was sacred? Make sure you pause, write those questions down. I might take some of those questions with me when I go on my trip to reflect and write in my journal. We'll see. So, let me say, for my OGs, for the new listeners, for the listeners to come after this episode is already live, I appreciate you. I appreciate you continuing to ride with me into season 5. I appreciate you showing back up in August, September-ish. We'll see for season 6. And I just want to continue to keep showing up for you. I just want to keep showing up for you, and I want to keep showing you that there is a better way, that we can choose ourselves, and it can feel good. It doesn't have to feel guilty. It doesn't have to feel selfish. All the things, okay? And thank you for getting to these 100 episodes with me. We made it to 100 episodes. I appreciate y'all so much. I honor you, and I honor your trust in me to show up weekly to listen to these episodes and to listen to my guests, because that's time out of your day that you don't have to give. So I'm appreciative of that. I'm celebrating the courage in you, the courage it takes to choose your pleasure, to choose your self-care, and to choose your rest as revolutionary acts. I'm celebrating you. I'm going to continue to celebrate you. And I want you to talk back to me. I want you to email me. I want you to DM me. I want you to put, you know, messages in the comments, because this is for you. Yes, it's helpful for me and it gives me content and X, Y, and Z, but this is solely created for you out of love to get this message out. It doesn't do me, it does me no good to just sit inside of me. Okay? Does me no good. So, like I said, go to the show notes, join the email list. That is where I will continue to stay active during the summer. I don't know what season 6 is going to bring. I want to tease something for you, but I don't know what it's going to bring. I'm actually going to work with my podcast coach to kind of see how we can elevate this. I don't know. I don't even know. But you know who's going to know before anybody? My email list. I'm going to take them on the ride. I'm going to take them on the journey. So make sure you join that list. And don't forget to do me that big favor, whatever platform you are listening to this on. Please go leave a 5-star review, the 5-star rating, and leave a review so that we can continue to grow this community and spread this message to more Black women like you. And remember, boo, you weren't meant to stay the same. Your evolution is not just allowed, it is absolutely required. The world needs you, and it needs what you're becoming. I love you so very much, and I will see you in season 6, boo. Mwah, 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 mwah.